Want to learn how you can make your very own custom .NET template? Turns out it's actually very simple, so learn more on this episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Leslie Richardson, and today I'm joined once again by Senior PM Syed Hashimi. Welcome back.
How's it going?
It's going all right. It's a very sunny day in Florida right now. Coming to you from my childhood room, so all is well.
Yeah, and I'm over in Florida as well. You know, just a little bit north of you, I think.
Yeah, sweet. So last time we talked more about .NET Core templates and specifically how you can use custom templates that people in the .NET community created. So, what about if you want to create a .NET template? How do you do it?
That is exactly what we're going to be covering today here. So, so what we're going to do is basically we're going to talk about, you know, how to create your own project templates, and then we can use those from either .NET New and also now we've got the availability to use those same exact project templates, you know, not only in .NET New but also in Visual Studio 2019 and Visual Studio for Mac. And I believe even JetBrains Writer has a functionality to show the templates that have been created and installed with .NET New. So we'll basically kind of talk about, you know, you create one template and then just expose that everywhere. And in this particular video, we're gonna show, you know, how to create a basic template, and then how to get that working with .NET New. And then in future videos, we'll also show, you know, how to kind of fine tune those for Visual Studio and how to improve your kind of overall templates as well. So yeah, that's the general idea here.
Great. So this sounds like it would be incredibly useful if there is just a specific template thing that you personally need, whether it's for a particular project or whatever team you're working on that VS doesn't have by default, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a lot of scenarios here. You know, one would be, let's say, you know, you've got a big enterprise and you've got maybe like a team of, you know, kind of architects, and they're the ones out there that will be creating these project templates and putting that up onto, you know, maybe like a private NuGet repository or some type of private NuGet server that they've got there. So that's one kind of scenario. Another scenario would be, let's say if you own like an open source utility there, so, you know, you might want to go through and create some templates for your open source projects. So that's another one there. So, you know, for example, there's lots of kind of popular open source projects that's available. So one would be .NET Boxed. There's also identity server templates, so on and so forth. There's just a lot of different scenarios for creating custom templates. And, you know, it's actually a lot easier than what it used to be. In the past, it used to be pretty complicated to create and maintain these templates. But now we've kind of significantly cut that down to make it a lot simpler to kind of go ahead and get started there. So that's the idea.
Awesome. I do like simplicity. So shall we check it out?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
All right. So before we get started, what we're going to do is I've got this open source repository here on GitHub. You can get to it by going to this link here, aka.ms/netcore-templates. And we're essentially going to kind of recreate what we have inside this repository here so users can kind of follow along there. And then in the README, you know, all the information that you need for creating templates and fine-tuning them for Visual Studio, everything that you need is inside this README here. So, for example, here's a couple of links for how to create your own templates, and we'll be covering that content today. We also have our own kind of ASP.NET Core templates, our open source and GitHub as well. So if anybody wants to go and take a look at, you know, how the ASP.NET Core project templates have been created, they can always go through and take a look at these particular examples here for that as well. So it's just kind of more information. Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and get started on this one. So let me go ahead and fire up my... Actually, you know what? Let me kind of explain something here real quick. So the way that we're going to kind of structure the way we're going to kind of structure our code is essentially going to kind of follow what we have here. So in this repository, I've got a source folder. So I'll create a source folder. And then there's also a content folder. And inside the content folder is actually where these projects exist, right? So each folder here is a project that has become a template. So I'm just going to go ahead and mimic this particular structure here. So I've got my demo folder here inside my source. I'm going to add a content. Right, so that's great. So now what we want to do is let's go ahead and add the solution file to this as well. So I'm going to go ahead and open up a terminal prompt here. And then we'll go ahead and change directories. Okay, so now, you know, last video we showed, you know, how to use .NET New. One thing that I didn't show was .NET New, you can also create certain types of files here, right? And a solution file is one of those. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. So I'm going to create my solution. So I'll say .NET New solution-n for name will be demo. Going to get that created. So that should go ahead and create my solution file here in the source directory. And then at this point, what I'll do is go ahead and create a new project and put that into content. And then we'll go from there. But I'll just go ahead and do that with, go ahead and do that here with .NET New because I'm already in here. So I can say .NET New console and we'll say my console 01. That should be right. Mm-hmm. So this should create another folder called myconsole01. And then everything is here. So now what we'll do is we'll go ahead and fire up the solution file in Visual Studio and add that project to it. Okay, so here I've got my program.cs. I'm just going to make a small modification to this. So I'm going to take the project name, which was myconsole. So I'll say hello from myconsole01. Now, let me just go ahead and run this to verify, you know, that it builds and runs. All right, so hello from my console. So this builds and runs. Now, what we're going to do now is go back and add a couple additional files that we need here to create a template out of this. So the files that we'll need is the template.json file, and that's going to go into a folder named .template.config. Let's go ahead and create that folder here. I'm going to go into the project folder, and I'll say new. Just going to create a new JSON file here for the template.json. JSON. Go back to Visual Studio. I'm going to create a solution folder here so that way I can interact with these files. But this is not necessarily needed here. You can just directly open the files if you like. All right, so now I've got my template.json file loaded up here. Whenever you're editing one of these JSON files, whether it's the template.json file or one of the other JSON files that we work with, you always want to start by putting the schema declaration inside the file. So this is going to do a number of things. So one thing it's going to do is it's going to provide completions. You know, for example, this set of completions here. The other thing it does is within the completions, there's an indication of required properties here, and those are the ones that have been bolded here. So we can see there's a list of bolded items at the top. So these are all required. We have to set all those. We're also going to set a couple of different ones. And then in addition to that, the schema will also give validation. So, you know, let's say if you did introduce an error in this file, you should see the error down here in the error list here. All right, so let's go ahead and run through these here. So author is me, classifications. So for this, it's a console app, so I will put console here. And there's more information on the README about, you know, what are the classifications and what are the different values that can be used. But essentially, this is gonna appear in Visual Studio as a filter here, but we'll get to that. Identity should be, you know, a unique name for this. So I'm just going to come up with some kind of long name here that's never been used. Name is like the full name.
What happens if the name has been used? Will VS flag you? or something about it? Or
yeah, so that's a great question. So, you know, let's say if identity has been used and you reuse that same identity, you know, what might end up happening is you might get some unexpected behavior. It might not necessarily be clear if you're using, you know, the first one that you had installed or the second one that you had installed. So it's always good for identity to give kind of a longer name that you're going to be pretty sure is unique. And, you know, usually I would put some sort of identifier in here as well. You know, like I'll always put, you know, kind of my alias here. So yeah, I would always try to make this unique because you could get unexpected results if you do reuse some identity value that's already been there.
Gotcha.
And then we'll go ahead and add a short name. So the short name is the value that users will use on the console. So I'll say SyedCon is fine for that one. Tags. So tags are things like the type here. So is it a project template or is it an item template? And pick project for this one. So currently we support item and project, but we are considering to support solution there as well. And then language is, you know, what's the main kind of language that this project is using here? And, you know, like C#, VB, F#. But you're not limited to any particular languages when you create templates you create these types of templates here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've gone ahead and filled in all the kind of required parameters here. There's going to be an additional parameter that you're always going to want to specify, and that's source name. So let me copy this. Let me kind of explain how source name works here. So with most template like processors or template engines, what happens is you normally have to go into your source code and actually modify or tokenize things. You know, like for example, when I create a project template out of this, you know, odds are I want users to be able to specify the value for the namespace, right? Like, you know, normally that's the name of the project. Mm-hmm. So with most kind of template preprocessors, what you have to do is you have to go into your code and kind of tokenize these, right? So, you know, for example, with the older existing VS template approach, you'd have to go through your code and change all your namespace declarations to be something like, you know, $root namespace. I forget if it's a dollar sign or a percent sign or something, but the point is, you know, you have to go and modify your code in such a way that it no longer builds.
Right.
So this I'm creates sure that's maintenance. Fine. Yeah, this really creates just a huge maintenance nightmare because, you know, you've got your project here that's the source and you kind of build and run that one. And then you have this tokenized version of your project. So you're constantly maintaining two different things, right? And it's not easy. And, you know, I've even heard of cases where there was an open source template and, you know, they had C# support and a contributor contributed VB support. But then it was so hard to maintain the VB template that they just got rid of it, right? So those are the types of things that we're trying to avoid with the template engine. So with template engine, what we do is we kind of turn it on top of its head here. You know, instead of having users go through and tokenize all of their code, what we do is we provide abilities for users to indicate what replacements should be happening. And all that stuff happens in the template.json. And source name is a very kind of special one. So source name is, you know, the string myConsole01, that was the name of the project that I had given when I created this. So now what happens is when a user will use this template, you know, either with .NET New or with Visual Studio, whatever project name was given will replace myConsole01. And that will happen across, you know, all the template files. So wherever myConsole01 shows up, will be replaced with the name of the project. And, you know, this is not only in the contents of the files, but also for the file names themselves. All right, so now we've got everything that we need for this template.json. So now we should be able to kind of go ahead and run, we should go ahead and be able to install this template and then use that. Go ahead and clear out of this. Inside the GitHub repository, I do have my GitHub repository in the README, there's some PowerShell here that might be helpful for users. There's a reset templates function here that I'm going to be using here. And, you know, users can copy and paste this into their PowerShell prompt or in their PowerShell profile. So let me go ahead and call that. So if you're developing templates locally, if you're a template developer, you're going to want to reset the templates, pretty often, essentially, while you're kind of going through this process here. So I've kind of reset .NET new to everything, and only the default things are kind of available right now. I'm going to install that. So I say .NET new dash dash install, and then point it to a folder, and then it will search for the templates underneath that. All right, so now here we are. So now we see we've got syedha.console.01 with the short name of syedcon. So now I can do .NET new syedcon output, and we could say console demo. So that would be the name of the project, console demo. Let's go into that then. Console demo, let's look. Let's go ahead and run this with .NET run. See what the output is. All right, hello from console demo exclamation point.
Awesome.
All right, so go ahead.
Good sign. Or that was a good sign.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, you know, we didn't really have to do much for that replacement, right? And if I was to open up the program.cs here, we can see that replacement did take place, you know, not only in the namespace, but also in the code itself. So wherever was my console 01, it's now console demo. Then also, we noticed that the project was named consoledemo.csproj as well. So that's kind of what we expected as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So now what we want to do is, you know, we've created a template, but, you know, this template is kind of here locally on my machine. So what we want to do is we want to take this template and share it with, you know, friends and colleagues. So the way to do that is to actually take this template, put it inside of a NuGet package, and then you can upload that to NuGet.org or to any kind of NuGet server that you're working with there. So let's go back to the samples here, and I'll show you where is that the new spec, and we're going to just kind of copy the file that's there. Let me copy the contents here. All right, let me go back to Windows Explorer. I will create this file. So we'll put it in the source folder here. So I'll say new. All right, let's get this loaded up in Visual Studio as well. I'm just going to drag it into my template files here. All right, so now I got my new spec here. Let me go ahead and paste in the contents. Change some of this. The file name itself. There we go. All right, so this is just kind of a very kind of basic new spec file. So the new spec just kind of describes the NuGet package here. And there's a lots of kind of docs for this as well. But let me go through and kind of customize some things. Demo template pack. And whenever you're creating a NuGet package that contains templates, you always want to indicate that this package contains a template. And this kind of will show up in the search on NuGet.org that we showed in a previous video. And then for the contents of the NuGet package, it should pick up all the files in the content folder, excluding the bin and OBJ folders. Just make sure that's correct. Yeah, so that's correct, and that's what I'm expecting. All right, let me go through. I'm going to reset my templates again. Just list them just to kind of double check that there's no syed console template here. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's not there. All right, so now what we want to do is we want to go ahead and pack this. So let me see, where am I at? Go into. Okay, so now to do this, we're going to use NuGet.exe here. So I've got that on my path. For users, you can download this from NuGet.org. And the command that we're going to send here is pack. We're going to give the new spec file and specify output directory.
So can you do all of this within Visual Studio itself, or do you have to do it in the console window?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So that's a great question here. So yeah, so for this particular step of creating a package from a new spec file, there's no way that I know of to achieve this directly in Visual Studio. So I think it's easier to just do these from the command line.
Mm-hmm.
But after we've created these artifacts, you know, it would be possible for you to automate this with Visual Studio as well by creating, you know, maybe some kind of custom MS Build files there. But yeah, there's no kind of direct support built in for this exact scenario in Visual Studio itself.
Gotcha.
I'm going to create a package here, and in my template samples repository, I do have all this kind of automated in a PS1 file in case anybody's interested in that.
Yeah, that repo looked extremely helpful. So yeah, mm-hmm. People should definitely go look into that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of good stuff there. All right, so now we can see that the NuGet package has been created here. So what I want to do now is go ahead and install this from the NuGet package itself. That same .NET new install command. This time we're just going to pass it the NuGet package instead of the folder path. All right, so now we can see I've got my sayedha.console.01 project template here. We can just go ahead and try that again one more time. Let me go to a, you know what I'll do is I'll just do it like this, .NET new. And then the output will go into D demo out, and then we'll say test console. Okay, let's just go there and double check that it's working fine one time real quick from the NuGet package. Mm-hmm. All right, so there we go. So now what we can do is we can take this and then just publish it directly to NuGet.org at this point. So basically, you know, let's say you've kind of customized your template, you're ready to kind of go and you're ready to publish this guy out. What you'll do is you just go to NuGet.org, sign in, obviously. Then go to upload. So at this point, what I can do is I can take my NuGet package that was just created, drag it here. There's going to be some verification. I'll give you a little preview of it. And then you can go ahead and publish this. So I'm not going to publish this one because there's nothing here. But after that was done, then what your users can do is then they can say .NET new dash dash install. Take this one for an example, right? So this one, mm-hmm. the ID would be this Syed demo con.01, right?
Great.
So that's what users would do to go ahead and create a NuGet, to create a project template, use it from .NET new locally to verify that it works, wrap it inside of a NuGet package, publish it to NuGet.org or to, you know, you can publish it to any NuGet server there too, MyGet or any server that you've got. And then your friends and colleagues can then go ahead and start installing and partying on these templates.
That's really cool. And honestly, I kind of expected you to have to jump through more hoops just to publish a package like that. So yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Right. That's right. You know, so what we've done is, you know, here we did just kind of the very kind of basics here. There's still a lot more that we can do to kind of improve the experience, you know, not only for .NET new, but also for Visual Studio. So you know, you're right. It is it's very kind of easy and fast to get started with these templates and also to publish them. But to make a kind of a great template will require a little bit of additional effort. But, you know, those are kind of things that we'll be covering in our kind of future videos as well.
Great. So speaking of which, what are we going to talk about next?
Yeah, so I think what we're going to do next is we're going to take this template that we've created here and add some parameters to it. So if I were to go back to my GitHub and take a look at this console project here, we can see in the template.json, there are some parameters here. So these parameters are things that users can specify, you know, either on the command line and also in Visual Studio. So we'll talk about how to create parameters in the template. And there's also a template kind of analyzer tool that I've created. So we'll show how to install and run that tool. And then we'll discuss, you know, how to address the warnings that are coming out of it for this template that we have. You know, like if I was to show you some things, we are missing some things here. So for example, we're missing the framework one, and we'll show how to add that. And then there'll be some other kind of customizations and modifications that we make to to make this experience even better.
Sounds good. Well, I can't wait to see how we continue to flesh out that template.
Oh, yeah.
So till next time, happy coding.
Thank you.